אוקיי, שלום עליכם, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת נשוא. So whenever possible, I always like to call the דבר הלכה from the parasha. Obviously, this week's parasha, longest in the Torah, so get ready. And it's also one of everybody's favorites because it has Birkat Kohanim, and everybody gets excited because of Birkat Kohanim. I spoke about in the morning that some keilot actually have a minhag to read from the beginning of the parasha until the end of Revi'i in order to be mezakeh, the kohen, to read the portion of Birkat Kohanim, Eilu v'eilu dvarei Yom Chayim, whether you do it or not, it's fine. So this is a question that comes up every so often, and I actually have friends who have asked me, because they've been in situations like this, with regards to Kohanim who serve in the army. Now, there is a famous Gemara in Brachot Daf Lamed Bet. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen she'arag et ha'nefesh lo yisa et kapav. A Kohen who has murdered, and we're going to see in a second what constitutes murder, but a Kohen who's killed somebody is not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim. She'ne'emar, based on the pasuk in Yeshaya, ufaristchem kapechem a'alim einai mikem. When you spread your hands, I will ignore you, yedechem damim maleu, because your hands are filled with blood. Oh, first of all, let's do the shiur lefuah shlema of Sarah bat Batya betoch she'ar chole Yisrael, lefuah shlema, lefuah tenefesh v'gul bezat Hashem. So anyway, the Gemara says that since the pasuk uses the language of ufaritzchem kapechem, when you spread out your palms, which we know is a reference to Birkat Kohanim, and then it says yedechem damim maleu, your hands are full of blood. Therefore, the Gemara derives from here, and it's halacha meforeshet in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch brings down as follows. Here we go. Siman kuf chavchet, saif lamed he. The Rambam brings it down. Everybody brings it down. Kohen sheharag et ha-nefesh, a Kohen who killed somebody bar minan, afilu b'shogeg, even accidentally, lo yisa et kapav, afilu asa teshuvah. Even if he did teshuvah, and even if it was done by mistake, he should not be noseh et kapav. He should not do Birkat Kohanim based on the limud of this Gemara. Now, first of all, there is a tshuva from Rabbeinu Levi ben Chaviv, the Maharalbach, who says that even if there's no edim, which means even if the Kohen wouldn't have been chayav mitah, okay, or even chayav galut, if there's no edim, so it's not punishable by man, nevertheless, if he knows himself that he killed somebody, the halacha is that he's not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim. And Maran says, even if it was done b'shogeg, and even if he was chozer b'tshuba. Nevertheless, the Rama brings down a shita over here, based on other Rishonim, the Tur, Rashi, Rosh, others. The Rama says, v'yesh omrim, de'im asa teshuva nose kapav. The Tur says, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Rama, which means that if he did teshuva, even if he killed somebody on purpose, which means even if he murdered somebody, it wasn't accidental, which means it was a homicide. Yeah? What's the difference between homicide and manslaughter? In law. Yeah, what's the difference? When you have to, how do you, huh? Well, homicide, you have to prove intent. You have to prove intent to kill. Manslaughter is that you did something reckless and you caused somebody else to die, but your intent was not to kill them. Right, that's why the Lehavdin, the officer from Minnesota, was charged with, I think, with manslaughter, not with homicide. Right, that was the the charge. The punishment that they gave. Yeah. Anyway, Bekitzer, but that's a different story. So, anyway, Mikol Makom. So that is according to the Rama. Even if a person was mamash, committed homicide, and he was chozer b'tshuva shlema, he is allowed to be noset kapav. And he says, v'yesh le'akel al ba'alei teshuva shelo lin'ol delet bifnehem v'achi nahug. He says, the minhag in Ashkenaz is to be mekin, that for a person, even if he was a murderer, right, happens, let's say, in Israel, unfortunately, who do you think the inmates in jail, because obviously there's Arabs, but there's a lot of, unfortunately, Jewish inmates and Jewish criminals in Israeli jails. And it's very beautiful to see, you know, there's programs in Israeli jails. They have like spiritual and religious rehab. You know that? In Israeli jails, they have like programs where rabbanim and people come to talk and they open up kollels in jails. Why? Because they see that really rehabilitates them. So it would be a real shayla halacha lema'aseh. Let's say a person, a Jewish guy, unfortunately, Hashem Yirachem, he was a criminal. And in his previous life, he killed people. And then he comes out and he's a kohen. And he's chozer b'tshuva. And he wants to do birkat kohanim. Ledaat manan asur. He wouldn't be able to. Asur, he wouldn't be able to. Not that his tshuva is not accepted. The Mishabur explains, he said, I'll read it to you. The Mishabur says, here. Afilu b'shogeg, he says, why? Here. Mikon makom, kategor na'asa sanegor. De biyadayim elu sharag ta nefesh, en ra'ui lisa et kapav, afal pi sha'asa tshuva. There's nothing to do. Every kind of tshuva is accepted. Now there's different levels. The Rambam says there's different levels of acceptance of teshuvah. That's for sure. But bevaday or bevaday, even if a person committed murder, teshuvah does help. That's without a doubt. The only thing is, according to Maran, according to the original opinion, that even if he does teshuvah, no, there's an element of en kategor na'asa senegor, that the same hands that were used to kill shouldn't be used to bless Am Yisrael. It's inappropriate, and therefore he should abstain. Whereas according to the Rama, no, he did teshuvah. And therefore, it doesn't apply anymore. So, now, the question becomes, that's with regards to that. This is all with regards to killing Jews. What would be be'emet? The question is, all of this, it says, kohen she'arag et ha'nefesh. The Gemara says, a kohen killed a soul. What soul are we talking about? Are we talking about Jewish souls? Are we talking about non-Jewish souls? So obviously, by Jewish, that's the ikar hanidon. That's what we're talking about. The question is, how does this apply with regards to killing a goy? And that becomes, now obviously, it's not mutar whatsoever. The shaila is, if it happened, b'di'avad, where does that land this kohen with regards to what's his name, birkat kohanim? And that's a shaila that comes up, forget about a criminal, but even let's say a person is in the army, right? Everybody who's, you know, has parents in the Israeli army, whatever. My father was in the Israeli army. Not everybody in the army kills, but many of them do. So what would be the halacha, especially the ones who, you know, the one today, you have to be very careful. The ones in the army, not, you know, it's considered politically incorrect to kill the enemy. You know, you have to, you know, treat the enemy nice and be nice to them. And only in Israel, right? Because otherwise, you're going to have American Jewish anchors saying, "What about the children, the Palestinian children, and you know, they're big miskinim." And obviously, Israel is, because the American money is only going for the Israeli rockets against them. They forgot that the American money that's funding the Palestinian rockets towards Israel. They forgot to say defund that. Only defund the Israeli. Yeah, only. That's exactly. Rav Miller, Alav Shalom, used to speak about, this was 30 years ago, and he used to speak against Democrats. And he said he was such a, it's funny because the analogy that I can make is the way the Chassam Sefer and the Malbim and other Gedolim of the time were against reform. Rav Miller was against the Democrats. It's like such an amazing phenomenon that by the Democrats, everything is skewed. And it's not like just they lie, but they live in such a warped dimension. It's like they're living in the Twilight Zone where they really believe that good is evil, and light is dark, and male is female, and you know, the good guys are the bad guys. Everything is skewed. That's part of the magifa of being a Democrat. It's an illness. So anyway, and especially like the Navi tells us in Yeshaya, Miharu Banaich, Miharisaich, Machrivaich, Mimach Yetzel, the greatest enemies of the Jewish people throughout history are the Jewish people. Right, that's the way it works. So sometimes, you know, it's a very, very big thing. So anyway, because so that was right. But mikol makom, if a person did a mitzvah, you remember Shem Yirachem, this you remember what they did to the soldier? The soldier miskin a few years ago. There was in Hebron on Purim. Remember he shot the Arab and he instead of neutralizing him, he eliminated him. And then they took him to trial and they made the guy, huh? They made him guilty. They made the guy mentally ill, miskin, because of all of the, it's a traumatic thing to be in jail and whatever, back and forth and back and forth. And Baruch Hashem, by and large, Am Yisrael rallied behind the soldier. But midin Torah, you know what the Torah says? The Torah says, it doesn't say that when somebody comes to kill you, you know, try to neutralize. No. The Gemara says very clearly, because you don't want to give him a chance to do it again. The guy did a mitzvah, and miskan, they took him to, so you have to be careful. Let's say a person, happens a lot, especially in Tzva Hagana Lisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmerehem Yechayehem, that in battles against their enemies, you know, people will fall, and sometimes they kill, and they kill the enemy. So where does that, a person like that, if you have a Kohen who's coming back, a Kohen who's in the army, and he comes back and he killed an enemy, what's his status with regards to Birkat Kohanim? So Maran Zichrono Berachah discusses this. It's actually a pulmus. There's a lot of discussion among the earlier poskim about this, Acharonim, but over there they're speaking about it because there were Jews in Europe, there were Jews on both sides. So if there were Jews, let's say, in the German army versus the Russian army, and they go to war and you killed another Jew in the line of duty. That's a different shaila. Over here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about Jews killing goyim, especially in the line of duty. So the Yechavidat says something very interesting. It says, first of all, there's a tremendous machlok to poskim. Again, not to condone it whatsoever. It's certainly asur. But with regard specifically to Birkat Kohanim, if a Kohen harag nefesh goy, some poskim, the Be'er Sheva, Gaon Rabbi Sacher Eilenberg, in his Sefer Tzedal HaDerech, he writes that if a Kohen killed even a goy, since there's a midrash in the Mechilta. The Mechilta says as follows. Yeah, I'll read it to you. This is in Parashat Mishpatim. V'chi yazid ish al rehu leorgo ve'onma. Right, we say a person who kills someone is chayav mita. Rehu leotzi acherim, which is a reference to goyim. Excluding goyim, that you're not chayav mita. Isi ben Akiva omer, there's another shita in the Mechilta over there. Kodem matan Torah ha'inu muzarim al shfichud damim. לאחר מתן תורה, לאחר שהוחמרו, הוקלו, באמת אמרו, פטור מדיני אדם, ודינו מסול לשמיים. Which means, for killing a goy, what was the halakha before matan Torah? One of Sheva mitzvot ben Enoach was what? Killing, right? Was שפיכות דמים. And before matan Torah, who were we obligated, who were we commanded not to kill? Anybody. You're chayav mita for killing anybody. So now the Midrash says, now as a result of matan Torah, we were musar, we were commanded not to kill goyim before Matan Torah. You think after Matan Torah, now that the Torah was given, it gets easier? Elama, based on this, says the Midrash, after Matan Torah, what changed? That you're not chayav mita bide adam, you're just chayav mita bide shamayim. Says the Be'er Sheva Nesefer Tzedal HaDerech, that since you're chayav mita bide shamayim for killing a goy, a kohen she'arag et a goy, since you'd be chayav mita bide shamayim, is also pasul lisat kapa. That's a shita. Many, many achronim disagree with him based on many sources. The Prisha, Ma'amar Mordechai, many, many poskim disagree. The Shalmet Zibur, Agon Rabbi Yisrael, Yaakov El Gazi, Rishon Tzion, many poskim disagree. And be'emet, they hold that you would not be nifsal, even not in the line of duty. They bring other mikorot for that without getting too much into detail, but they say that Kohen Sharag et a goy. Okay, la halacha would not be nifsal mi nesiat kapayim. Yeah, what do you say?
No one was arguing. So why would the, what is the svara that, since it's nisiat shemayim?
Because there are shitot without. I don't want to get too much because we're being recorded. But there's, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, there are halachot about ma'alin ve'en moridin.
Yeah.
Kuf Nun Chet. So there are certain, even though, you know. Shfichut damim biyadayim is asur, obviously, but there are certain times where moridin, ma'alin ve'en moridin, there's certain halachot over there, and therefore we cannot passel the guy from nesiat kapayim because of this. Now, especially, Maran Zichrono Berachah says that la'alacha, this is especially the case, since even if a person, let's say he killed a goy, if the goy wasn't shomer sheva mitzvot ben enoach, according to many poskim, that would be ma'alin ve'en moridin, so over there, not that he did it b'shut, because we certainly don't have this din anymore, because we can't take the law into our own hands, but it could be that the guy was chayav mita anyway, in which case, that certainly wouldn't passel him from Birkat Kohanim. And this is especially the case when it's being done in the line of duty. I'll explain to you why. Yeah? What happens if a person killed somebody be'onis? It's another very interesting machloket, which means, forget about a goy for a second. Let's say, yeah, Matt, what happens if a person comes to a Jew and he puts a gun to his head And he says that if you don't, I'm hiring you to, not hiring you, but I'm commanding you to kill another Jew. And if you don't, I'm going to kill you. What's the halacha? Very clearly, the Gemara tells us in Masichet Pesachim.
Take the bullet.
Take the bullet. Yaharik v'al yavor. The Gemara says, Svara, mai chazit didamach sumak tefe, shema dilmat damad chavrach sumak tefe. Right? We don't measure the shades of red and blood, which means that who says you're better? You have to take the bullet. Now, nevertheless, what happens if a person gave in, he did not pass the test, and he did not take the bullet, and he killed another Yisrael, or any of the other laws for that matter, of that a person's chayav to give up his life for? Let's say he didn't pass the test, and he did the avira. What's his punishment?
Death.
Says the Rambam, no punishment. Why? Even though you failed, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you didn't give up your life as you were supposed to, but at the end of the day, it's still onis. Onis rachamana patrim. There is no man-given punishment for this because you are under duress. Based on this, the Pri Chadash brings down, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the halacha, if a person was forced to kill another Jew, what happens if a Kohen was forced? He had a gun put to his head, and as a result of the duress, he failed, he caved, and he killed another Jew. Does he lose his status of Birkat Kohanim? Says the Pri Chadash, nope. Even though the Shulchan Aruch writes Meforash, that Beshogeg, you do lose it, you can't do Birkat Kohanim anymore. What's the difference between Shogeg and Onis? Shogeg is accidental, mistaken, but you weren't under duress. It's a mistake that came about as a result of you. But over here, when a person's under duress, even though he didn't do the right thing, but he still can't be held responsible as if he did it himself, and therefore just like he's not punished with regards to Chayav Mitah, the Pri Chadash and the Mishneh Berurah Paskin, v'chein halacha lema'aseh, that if a person killed somebody else be'ones, the halacha is that he is allowed to continue, the Kohen is allowed to continue doing Birkat Kohanim. Yeah, Ariel, what's the shayla?
So can't we say the same thing in the situation where we had Jews fighting other Jews in like Russia and Germany, that they're being sent to war, and if they go against orders, they're going to be considered AWOL, and then they're going to get killed by their officer or commander.
That's a very, very good question, which many of the poskim that discuss this, even by European wars, Kohanim coming back from European wars, where sometimes it was Jews against Jews, but it was in a situation under duress, it was self-defense, and a person can't, you know, go AWOL from the army over there. Many poskim considered it, yes, be'ones, and therefore, there would be many poskim did allow such Kohanim to continue doing Birkat Kohanim. This is especially the case, Rabotai, with regards to Jewish soldiers in the Israeli army fighting against the enemy, because over there, not only is it being done be'ones, but it's being done, it's not only an onis, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to protect Am Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to protect Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, bevadai or bevadai, when they stood up against the enemies. Now again, you know, we're not talking about killing innocent goyim over here. We're talking about a person did this in the line of duty and he killed goyim in self-defense, or in even, you know, sometimes even in offensive in the army is considered self-defense because sometimes that's part of the operation. So over there, la halacha ul ma'aseh, Maran zechonon lebracha, does bring down that you are allowed to, the soldier would be allowed to continue doing Birkat Kohanim if he was a Kohen. The last shayla, which is another she'ela in Yechavidat Chelekeh for the day, is what happens, Hashem Yirachem, if a Kohen gets into a car accident and chas v'shalom lo aninu v'lo alechem, he kills somebody. What's the halacha with regards to Birkat Kohanim?
That's shogeg, for sure.
No, what's the halacha? No, honest is better than shogeg.
I think it depends on what caused the car accident. Like if he was drinking and driving, that would be shogeg. But if it's, let's say, he didn't know that the brakes broke, then it would be onus.
So here's what it is. Maran Zechon Lebracha says it depends. If he was driving recklessly, speeding, not following traffic rules, whatever it is, it's not mezid mamash, but nobody wants to kill somebody. But karovim is, that's already shogeg. You are that person by not following the traffic rules, by speeding, by driving unsafe. That's considered, you know, that's psha, that's negligence. So bevadai bevadai, he loses his birkat kohanim privileges. However, if Hashem yirachem v'yatzil, many times a person's driving carefully, he's driving okay. That's why it's called an accident. Sometimes bar minans. How many times a year? Sometimes kids were playing and they jump into the street. That's something that you can't control. That's called an onus. Or a person's driving fine, whatever, and out of nowhere his brakes stop working. And these, not that the car was due for repair. Well, he wasn't negligent. If it's mamash purely an accident, then the person was not being negligent. Maran zechon b'chapaskins that the kohen, even Hashem Yirachem, still has to do tshuva bevadai, but he would still be allowed to continue doing birkat kohanim in that situation. Yeah. Moral of the story: drive safe. That's the idea. So, whatever. The who? Yeah, he's asking Gashaili. This is a very, again, it's a, well, now it's not so nogay anymore, but it's a good shaila. What happens, you know, at the, when COVID just broke, yeah, March and April of 2020. Yeah, not just broke, but like, yeah, so the shaila is, you know, you had all these pirate rogue underground minyanim, right? The people were still, now, again, whether or not that did cause people to die, I'm sure on the broader scale of things, yes, people did get sick and probably died from those. But, you know, most Rabbanim, different places at different times, and it's Israel in America, but there was a certain point where all Rabbanim realized, what I mean to say is, some shuls took longer to close than others. But there was a certain, you know, a certain time when all the shuls were closed. Now, what happens if there were Kohanim davening after, let's say, the time that all of the shuls already unanimously decided to close, and there were still underground minyanim, and a Kohen davened in an underground minyan, and the Kohen knows that there are certain people from the minyan that got sick and died. Does the Kohen lose his Birkat Kohanim privileges? Oh, Ritzicha. So it's a very, very interesting shaila, because the term was thrown around a lot during COVID. And I just want to point out, I'm not weighing in because different poskim said different things, but it's not the term Ritzicha, the term Shfichu Damim, murder, was being thrown a lot during COVID. Now, again, there are halachic differences between direct murder versus causative murder. There are gram ritzicha versus ritzicha. Obviously, those words were used in order to kind of instill fear and get people to do the right thing, but it's not necessarily always the most halachically correct phrase to be used. Mikol makom, la'alacha, it's very possible, because there are so many different factors, who said that he was the, even if, let's say, the Kohen, here, watch this. At the onset of COVID, the Kohen wasn't feeling well, and he went to a confined space and prayed in an underground minyan. So could be there are other people over there who are also, they're also sick. Could be just because Chas V'Shalom, somebody infected somebody else with COVID, doesn't necessarily mean he, yeah, which means, why? Because there are many, many different people who had COVID and survived. It has to do with the person's immune system, the chulin. That's why there's a related machloket, a very famous machloket, aposkin. If a person is a person who's a smoker, pasul la'edut. Person's a smoker. Now, we know that smoking is not healthy. Smoking is certainly, you know, we've come a long way in the past 40, 50 years, right? It used to be a thing. Everybody used to think that smoking was harmless. Everybody knows without a shadow of a doubt that smoking is very harmful. It causes all sorts of diseases. If a person, in spite of the health risks, puts himself in harm's way and smokes, does he become pasul la'edut? It's a shaila. There are certain poskim who say that a smoker is pasul la'edut.
It depends when he started smoking.
Who cares why he smoked? Who cares? He didn't start smoking. It doesn't matter.
If he started back in the day when it was okay, then he already got his body addicted to it.
So there's ways to fight addiction. There's all sorts of programs and nicotines and all sorts of zafim. That's another thing. So some poskim say be'emet is pasul la'edut. I know certain poskim that will not use edim, like people who are smokers. Nevertheless, both Maran Zichron Bracha and Yibadel L'Chaim Tovim, Magaon Chacham Yitzchak, he once gave a shir about it, and he said, no, la'alacha, smokers are not pasul edut. Why? Listen carefully to the Cheshbon. It says, yes, statistically, what are the statistics of most lung cancer patients? The majority of lung cancer patients are smokers or have some sort of exposure to smoking. But what about the other way around? Do most smokers get lung cancer? Doesn't work that way. Statistically, you look at the statistics. Most smokers do not get lung cancer. Most lung cancer patients are smokers, secondhand smoke, whatever. But over there, we're not saying it's mutar. But in order to passel the guy, we have to know that his smoking is a direct causation for him killing himself. And therefore, over there, since we cannot make that determination, la'alacha, we follow the poskim that say that being a smoker, not that it's mutar, not that it's condoned, and not that it's whatever, but it certainly does not passel a guy from being an ed wherever edut is necessary. So that's more or less the same idea over here. So la'alacha, even though he did a chet, but it's very, very difficult to say that a kohen who prayed in an underground COVID minyan during COVID would be pasul for Birkat Kohanim, but certainly he should do tshuva, because that's one of the scary things about COVID, because people davening in these minyanim, you'll never have any idea how many people you got sick and how many people you killed. Nobody will ever have a clue, right? By a murderer, a real murderer at least knows what he has to do tshuva for. A COVID murderer will never know. That's one of the scary parts about COVID. So, right, Matt? What? I mean, they're all reliable. The Gabbai is liable, and then the Minyan is liable, because they're all, you know, in Melech Beloam. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Onus. But that onus. What are you going to do? Shemirachim. Okay, that's another. He's asking by, let's say they were Kohanim by the Meron tragedy. And Hashem Elohim, on their way out, they were forced to trample people. Shelo neda mitzarot, when you're in a situation like that, you have zero control over anything. You're being pushed. Hashem Elohim, it's not pretty. So we'll pause here for a moment, and we'll say the Torah on the Torah. Yeah. No, because that's honest. Only shogeg. Only shogeg goes to Mikla. Okay, let's stop here.